Now, the rest of the story. First, I want you to know that Mark Welker was a nice guy. I mean, a genuinely nice guy, respected co-worker, a devoted husband and father, but he just was not romantic. There was a time, I mean, when he and Lori were dating, he would bring her flowers and take her dancing, but in August of 1977, they said their vows, and somehow the romance part was over. All of those wonderful little gestures of love and the wildly spontaneous, conscientiously premeditated rituals of courtship became fading memories. The thoughtlessness that would have thoroughly exasperated other wives exasperated Lori only slightly less. On her birthdays, for example, husband Mark would wait until evening, and suddenly he'd look startled and he'd say, "Well, I guess I better get over to the mall and buy you something." And that would be after forgetting all day long. Not only was Mark careless with the calendar, the last-minute gifts that he did buy were anything but tasteful. Appliances, ugly, misfitting clothing. This year, this last August, was to be the Welker's 10th anniversary. Well, Laurie expected no more consideration than she'd gotten from the other anniversaries, but this anniversary, slightly earlier than ever before, forgetful Mark remembered. He even fretted about what would be an appropriate gift for this landmark occasion, this 10th anniversary. Well, Mark never let on to Laurie, but he truly regretted his past forgetfulness, and this year, their 10th together, he wanted to make up for all of the others, and the ideal gift occurred to him. Mark would get Laurie a ring, a golden diamond ring that he knew she had once admired. Well, the night of their anniversary, Mark surprised Laurie by saying they were going out to dinner, a dinner party, in fact, including Laurie's parents and her brother and sister-in-law. Laurie wore her prettiest dress, remained a little skeptical. The restaurant turned out to be Laurie's favorite, the Mill in Idaho Falls. Since their wedding colors had been peach and beige, Mark had placed on the table a solitary peach-colored rose surrounded by beige baby breath in a bud vase. There was even a ribbon attached to the rose. And affixed to that ribbon was the ring. The same brushed gold, double-banded, double-diamond ring that Laurie had loved so 10 years ago when Mark had first placed it on her finger. You see, it was Laurie's original wedding ring, the one she had lost in the lake while water skiing 5 years previous. Laurie had been certain she'd never see the ring again, and yet, unknown to his wife, unromantic Mark Welker spent every spare moment out there searching over all of those years since he returned to the lake innumerable times with different kinds of diving gear until this year when, on one afternoon off, he dropped a dredge into 18 feet of water where the ring had been lost, sifted through 4 feet of moss and silt on the lake bottom, and found the ring. The 10th anniversary evening was half over when Laurie finally spotted that ring, tied to the ribbon, tied to the rose. And then in a gasp and gush of tears, she reached for it, and Mark replaced it on her finger, upon which she vowed it would remain forever. Now, folks who have known the Welkers a while, you'd never have characterized Mark as sentimental, would you? Of course, now you know differently. Now you know the rest of the story.